When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, my friends. Good to see you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Boomer, for being here. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you people showing up today. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I want to welcome everybody. Just real quick, before I get too far into it this morning, for those of you that are my prayer warriors out there, I've got two people in my life. I spent all night in Emerge, got home this morning, and they're holding for 72 hours because of the extent of the damage. But I've got two friends that really, really desperately need prayer today. So if you can say a prayer for them, I would really, really, really appreciate that. They will appreciate that. Thank you so much. I deeply, deeply, deeply appreciate people reaching out. I've had more than 1,600 people reach out in the last 10 weeks with likes and loves and shares and comments and questions and whatnot. And that's unbelievably humbling to me. But I really appreciate that. I really, really do. Engagement is what it's about. That's what the point of all this is, to have engagement. And so I appreciate you engaging with me. I appreciate you reaching out. And I would ask and request that you continue to do that, because that's an important thing. So being real, and our topic today is, what is your true worth and value? Really deep for me. And I'm hoping it's deep, and I hope this resonates with you today. I hope this show resonates and makes you start to stop and think, okay, and look, where's my real value? Where's my real worth? Where's that coming from? I want to be real and raw today. I'm a little bit emotional today. And so with the things going on in life, and we all have stuff going on in our lives. So it's a choice to put it out there. It's a choice to continue to move forward and to understand what's going on. And so I wanted to a quick illustration with you about our worth and our value. And I believe our worth and our value is based and anchored in Papa. It's anchored in, I call God Papa because of my relationship. If you haven't heard that from me before, and it's, so that's where I put my anchor. But the quick illustration is this: Papa wants us to live abundantly, not just financially, but in every part of our life, and our health, and our social, and all these different things. He wants us to live abundantly. The challenge is this: he wants to give us everything, abundance. And so if I use the ocean as the representative for the abundance he wants to give us, and you're in line ahead of me, and you step up and Papa looks at you and says, hey, what do you want? What can I give you? And you look at him and say, hey, Papa, can I have it all? And yes, I want you to have it all. I want to give it all. And he picks up the whole ocean and hands it to you. Whole ocean worth of abundance. And you take it and you walk away with this great, big, huge abundance. And you're all happy. And I step up and it's empty because you took it. But Papa fills it all back up. And then he looks at me and goes, okay, Gordon, what do you want? And I'm like, can I have what I want, what they have, what they got? Is that, can I have that? Yes, you can have that. I want you to have that abundance. And Papa gives me the whole ocean. And I take it and I walk away with the whole ocean of abundance. The challenge is this. The challenge is, because of who we believe we are, or who we don't realize we are, and what we feel our worth and our value is, we show up to get that abundance from Papa with a spoon. And Papa sadly fills it up. Okay, if that, and it overflows because he's about abundance, and he puts it in, and we walk away going, abundance my ass. This is not abundance. And it's not because Papa didn't want to give it to us. It's because we put it out there that way. That's all we asked for. I want to delve into that today. I want to understand. I want people to understand. I want to share with you, because it's a huge issue, because if we don't understand where our worth and our value is, and I hope you hear my heart today, if we don't understand what our worth, really truly understand what our worth and our value is, it makes it really hard to get out and do the things we need to do, to do personal development, to do health, to put the time into ourselves. And our mind might not consciously on the front think that, but it's going to be there. And something in our paradigms and in our subconscious is holding us back from being all we are supposed to be, all we want to be, and having that abundance that we want to have, having that life. And I hope you feel my heart today. And I hope you share this with other people, please. I'm really, really excited that we're now on, you can find me now on, we've always been able to find me on Apple TV and Google TV, but now that there's an ICN, there's an Inspired Choices Network app. If you have a smart TV, you search apps, you'll find our Inspired Choices Network on your smart TV. You can watch us. We were added more than 50 million subscribers through those two platforms, people that we have access and reach to. It mind-boggling to me, but I'm so excited about that. So find us there, but please continue to like and love and share. Subscribe to ICN Network, the Inspired Choices Network, and join us every week. And I'm not the only host. There's lots of hosts on that network, on our network, with some incredible, incredible, incredible content. So please listen to them too. All right, segment number one, why does it even matter? Why does it matter if we don't understand what our true worth and our value is? And I want to read you a quick story that I heard years and years ago, but it was going to illustrate the point for me. A father said to his daughter, "You graduated with honors. Here's a car I acquired many years ago. It is several years old, but before I give it to you, take it to the used car lot downtown and tell them that I want to sell it and see how much they offer you." The daughter went to the used car lot, returned to her father and said, "They offered me $1,000 because it looks very worn out." The father said, "Take him to the pawn shop, his vehicle." The daughter went to the pawn shop and returned to her father and said, "The pawn shop offered $100 because it was a very old car." The father asked his daughter to go to a car club, specialty car club, and show them the car. The daughter took the car to the club, returned and told her father, "Some people in the club offered $100,000 for it since it's a Nissan Skyline R34, an iconic car and sought out by very many." The father said to his daughter, "The right place values you the right way. If you are not valued, do not be angry. It means you are in the wrong place. Those who know your value are those who appreciate you. Never stay in a space or place where no one sees your value. Never stay. Move on." And I put that out there because that in the right place, if we search, we need to know what our true value is. We need to understand what our real value is. What's our worth? Not just to us, but to the world. We worry so much about the opinions of others. We worry so much about keeping up with the Joneses sometimes. We worry so much about what's somebody going to think of me if I share my story, well, which we're going to talk about next week, by the way. But what are they going to think of me if I don't do or I don't toe the line or I don't meet the expectation? Or what are they going to think of me if I tell them and I'm transparent and vulnerable and let them know that I'm hurting, or I let them know that I'm sick, or I let them know that I struggle with these things? What are they going to think? I got news for you. It doesn't freaking matter what they think. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. Your journey is for you. Our journeys is for ourselves. It's not for somebody else. It's not for them to understand. It's for us. It's for you to have your journey. Nobody else needs to understand it. When I first shaved my head, and it's getting long and shaggy, I need to cut it. But when I first did that, I have a family member that put my face in her hands and said, "I hate your hair." And I was like, "Well, good thing I didn't do it for you then." Right. It was for me. I did it for, I said that right to them. I did that for me. I've conformed my whole life because I didn't understand what my real worth and value was. I was afraid to step into my own empowerment. I was afraid to step into who I was meant to be. And for a lot of years, that happened that way. And eventually I got to a point where, you know what? I don't care. Doesn't matter. The only opinion that matters, mine doesn't even matter. And I'm going to say that again. Even my opinion of me doesn't matter. Why? Because it goes up and down. Some days I wake up and I go, I'm not enough. I wake up and I feel imposter syndrome. I feel like, well, why would people listen to me? And then other days I wake up and go, yes, I understand. This is who I am. This is who I was meant to be. The only person's opinion of you that matters is Papa's. If you can understand, and that's never going to change, and he sees us as completely, completely perfect people, children of his, completely perfect. No blemish, no challenges, no issue. And to hold on to that, the creator of everything says we have infinite value for no other reason than we are. Very powerful. Why? Because it allows us and allows me to understand. And I pray that you attach yourself. And we're going to talk a lot about this in more depth through this hour. But our value, where we get our worth, do we get it from magazines? Do we get it from other people? Do we get it from our friends or colleagues? Or we hook our identity to what we do. That's not who we are. It's not our value. Your value is infinite. Infinite. No end to your value and your worth. But we get into trouble because we don't believe that. Well, if the old man, meaning Papa, if the old man knew what I was thinking and what I've done and whatever, he wouldn't think that much of me. I've got news for you. He loves you unconditionally, without strings of any kind, reciprocated or not. If we can understand that's what our real, true worth and value is, we will show up for ourselves differently. We'll be able to have abundance and reach abundance. Why? Because we understand. And if it's not Pop, that's where I get mine. And I'm not saying you need to take on my stuff. What I am saying is you need to understand what your true value and worth is. You really do. Really, really do. And we're going to talk about that. I've got a really, really exciting call to action today in the 4 segments. So stick with me, stay with me. I pray that you stick with me. I want to just real quick, before we take a quick break, a shout out to my founding sponsor partners, all of them. Dr. Oliver Reed, Jose Escobar, Jeff May. Thank you, Jeff. Lee Grigsby, Edward Reed, Mrs. Kirkpatrick, Kat Schwartz, there's no T, Schwartz, Austin Haynes, Jim Hetherington. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate you. And Carolyn Scott are my founding sponsor partners. I can't do this without them. I love them all to death. I appreciate them very, very, very much. And I have some extra spots. So if there's somebody looking for resonates with the message and wants to help propel it forward, please, please reach out to me. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And as we go to break, you're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, that's me, on Inspired Choices Network. See you on the other side. Stick with me.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate that. Our second segment's called Deep-Seated Struggles. What does that mean? Have you ever experienced a lack of results or motivation with no reason? There's no real reason to not be motivated. There's not a real reason I'm not getting the result. You're not getting the result that you're looking for. Have you experienced that? I know I experience that sometimes where I'm doing all the right things. I seem to be doing all the right things. I think I'm doing all the right things, but I'm not getting the result. And it's making it difficult for me to move forward. It's being difficult. I find it difficult to be able to motivate myself. There's a difference between inspiration and motivation. We can't motivate another person. We can inspire another person. Motivation is something we do to ourselves or for ourselves. Somebody can inspire us to motivate ourselves. But why? Absolutely, Kim. We thank you for responding. I appreciate that. We all feel that, right? We all have days when we go, I don't get it. I'm doing all the right stuff. What's stopping the flow? What's stopping my abundance? What's getting in the way of me having it the way I want to have it, the way I was supposed to have it? I believe the way we're supposed to have it, have life in general. So the challenge with it in terms of our struggle, understanding, because we can't fix something unless we know that it's there or acknowledge even that it's there. I can have the most amazing program there is that will stop alcoholism or drug addiction or any addiction. But until that person comes to a place where they go, you know what? I have a problem. I need help. Until there's an awareness. You hear me on, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know, I talk lots about awareness. It's about awareness. It's about understanding and acknowledging, hey, you know what? I need help. And by the way, is asking for help a sign of strength or weakness? Put it in the chat and let me know, strength or weakness asking for help. Because a lot of us think it's weak. If I can't get it done myself, I got to get it done myself. We're fiercely independent. No, I can get it done. I can get it done. Absolutely. Strength. Yeah, yes. That. Thank you for the response. That's exactly right. Asking for help is a strength. But it takes courage to step that up there and go, you know what? It's not even a lack. I need assistance. This is an area I don't have expertise. When I first came onto this platform with Christine, I said to her, I'll do my superpower. if you can help me by doing your superpower. Kim's my producer. Incredible, incredible. The what she helps me and the way she holds my hand through it all and keeps me calm, which is sometimes if you ask her, she would tell you sometimes that's a huge task. She was talking about putting a montage together of before the show airs where I'm a little bit frazzled going, okay, I can't get the technology to work the way I want it to. And I don't understand it well enough or as much as I would like to. And she, I'm going to put a little montage together of you going, oh, what, right? Because that's not at all my skill set, but it is theirs. And they're incredible at it. Unbelievably incredible at it. And we don't know who's listening. We don't know who's going forward and paying attention to what we're saying. So what I'm getting at is we think we're the only ones. I was talking to a young gentleman yesterday that comes from South America and he was struggling. And as a 17-year-old, he came to California alone. I guess he came for his dad, I guess, initially, but that relationship didn't work the way because his dad was estranged from them. And he came and the point is, he thought he was the only one that struggled with no dad and struggled with poverty and struggled with life in general. He thought he was the only one. And then he comes to the U.S. and he realizes very quickly, you know what? I'm not alone. There's a whole whack of other people that have the same challenge. I'm not alone. We all have stuff going on. And anybody that tells you they don't is, how do I say that politely? Pretty much full of shit. That part of my French, but that's the truth of it. There isn't anybody, nobody that doesn't have things that they struggle with. And I tie them together. I think we struggle because we don't understand our worth and our value. If we knew really, truly who we are, really, truly believed we had infinite value and worth, we would make choices differently. It would be easier to show up for ourselves as well as the people around us the way we want to. Why? Because there's an intrinsic value there. We understand, hey, this is who I am. And we anchor ourselves in that. Again, go back to a other show, foundation. It's our foundation. If I don't understand, really, truly understand my worth, and I've said it, I'm going to say it over and over and over and over and over and over and over, because it's paramount to being successful at any level. We can cover it up for a little bit. We can, you hear people say fake it to make it. I think that's BS. Faith, F-A-I-T-H maybe. Faith it to tell you make it. But I think if we understand who we are and we show up for ourselves exactly that way, fully transparent, vulnerable for ourselves. If we show up that way in our lives, then the people who are supposed to be part of our tribe and part of our family are brought to us. They're attracted to us. And the people that aren't, no matter what we think of them and no matter how much we love them and no matter, they'll slide away. And we don't ask them to leave, but they gravitate away. Why? Because we raised our vibration. We understand what our real truth is in terms of, and that's a great book. I have a friend with a book that's coming out called Truth. If we understand our truth, we understand the truth about who we are, I think we will have less struggle, much less struggle, as a matter of fact. I want to put this out there, and I'm going to say it twice because it bears repeating. There will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you. There will always be somebody who can't see your worth. And that's okay. Just don't let that person be you. The people that don't see your worth, just like the young lady with the car, they didn't understand the value at the pawn shop and at the dealership of what the real true value of that vehicle was. Why? Because they didn't know. They weren't aware. And that's okay. That's where they choose to be. That's where they, somebody in, a, and I worked 25 years in automotive retail. So I know if someone brings a vehicle in like that and I look at it, I'm not sure what that's about. Something I'm going to do before I go back to a client or to a customer and go, hey, it's worth $100. It's worth $1,000. It's just an old car. I'm going to research it a little bit just for a quick second to make sure that I understand what it is before I make a judgment about it, before I have an opinion and give an opinion. Very interesting. I remember a quick story. I was in a pawn shop in the US when I was on the road, and I always was trying to fill my time waiting for a meeting to start. And so there was this, I love going into pawn shops. There's so much interesting things in places like that. And this elderly lady was at the counter, had just come in, just, I held the door for her as she came in, and she was trying to sell some stuff to the pawn shop owner. And I like, and I've gone through phases in my life, but I really, really like really good watches, timepieces. And I've got some nice ones, and I've got some, you know, that I don't wear so much anymore. I'm out of a little bit out of that phase, but I love my watches. And so she had this watch that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And as I walked past her, I was in a suit. And as I walked past her, I noticed it. It was like, ooh, that nice watch. And the shop owner kind of gave me a dirty look, and I'm like, okay, what's that about? And this lady, elderly lady, probably mid-70s, she turned and looked to me, and she sort of did the up and down thing. And she says, you like that watch? And I said, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And she said, I'm selling it to him. He wants to give me $400. You seem like a nice gentleman. I'll give it to you. I'll sell it to you for $400 if you want. And that's US. So at the time, that $400 was about $7,000. But anyway, that $400, I'm like, I'm in, I'll take it. Give me a second. I'm going to run to an ATM. I'll be right back. And I ran down the street to an ATM and got some $400 and came back and gave it to her. And I took the thing home and went to research what it was. And I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was a really beautiful looking timepiece. It was a Vacheron Constantin. And most people don't know, I had never even heard of that before. So I go and find out, well, it was worth about $14,000 US, and I paid $400 for it. Again, I didn't know what the value of it was because I didn't know. I wasn't aware until later. And then I realized, same as that young lady, wow, that's a rare vehicle. That's why it has that kind of value. To the right people, it has that kind of value. In the right circles, we have infinite value. And if you're not in a circle that sees you that way, no offense to your circle, it's the wrong circle. We need to take another quick break. One thing we would talk about, I learned from, had learned, and I'm continuing to learn to execute from my good brother, Austin Haynes, is to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. So I want to make sure we're doing that today. My first, I'm going to do two quick shout outs. The first one is to Jose Escobar, who is the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. Again, investing in yourself. Why? Because you're worth it. And that program, unbelievable. And I'm not kidding. Changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day, morning and evening, right? To maximize your morning and evening routine, which will maximize your life, abundant living. Set up your free strategy session today with Jose Escobar. You can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And the second one is for my good friend, Kat Schwarz. Is the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. And she's a founding sponsor partner Kat Schwarz is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. I really, really, really appreciate my sponsors and my partners, and especially my founding sponsor partners. So thank you to them. Stick around. We got some more to talk about, some more to give you. And I hope you're feeling my heart today. I really do. And at where it's coming from. It's coming from love. I'll see you on the other side. This is the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, with Inspired Choices Network. Stick around.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with me. So the next segment is called Validation from What? Validation from Where? And without understanding who we are and what our worth and value is, we look outside of ourselves for that worth and that value. We look to other people to validate us. We look to other things and other places and other stuff to validate us. That's not good. They don't see our value the way we see our value. We should see our value. They certainly don't see it the way nobody sees it, the way Papa sees it. Even we don't see it that way a lot of the time. But searching outside, and I think we put ourselves and set ourselves up for disappointment and sadness and being wretched a lot because we're looking, and when we don't get it, then we start doing behaviors start to happen where we're searching for that validation. We want that validation from people, and we'll go and do things and say things and act in a way that is not aligned with who we really are. Why? Because we're trying to get approval from people. We're trying to get validated. We're trying to understand. We want them to know, hey, I have value. Hey, look, I've got value. Me, I have value. And not only is that a horrendously sad way to live, and I think a lot of us do it. I know I do it myself. Or have done it myself, right? Look where I am. Look who I am. Please validate me. Please tell me I'm amazing. Please tell me I'm on the right track. Please validate my statements and my actions and my decisions and my choices. Tell me that it's right. And part of that's insidious, because part of the reason we do that is because we don't understand what our own worth and value is on our own. But part of the reason we do that is because we want that validation. We want somebody else to blame if it doesn't work. We want somebody else to take responsibility. We're giving up, we're abdicating our own power. Now, let that ruminate. Think about that. Meditate with that. Why? Because we do it a lot. We do it a lot. We're trying to get other people's approval. We do things and we say things and we act certain ways. We wear certain clothes. We eat certain types of food. I've got a buddy that confided in me recently that he just doesn't like sushi. I'm like, well, what's the problem with that? I don't understand. He was talking like it was this big dark secret. And he goes, well, you know, it's one of our date night with my wife. It's one of our date night places we go because she loves it so much. So I tell her I love it. I'm like, okay, some of that's love. I get some of that. But her knowing that he doesn't like sushi and still takes her there would probably mean a lot to her if she understood he doesn't like sushi. But he doesn't tell her. Oh, no, I like sushi. I like sushi. Tell her. Tell them. Be unapologetically, unabashedly you. And if people like that, fantastic. If they don't like that, fantastic. It's good. You don't need their validation. You don't need their approval on the choice. How are they going to validate for that what you're doing is right for your journey? They don't know your journey. And even if they do know your journey, it's not for them anyway. What's right for me may not be right for you, and vice versa. We need to be able to understand who we truly are, what our real, true worth and value is, so that we can step into that empowerment and live abundantly the way we were intended, to have that deep-seated joy. And I separate them out. People conflate joy and happiness. And they're not. That's not the same thing. They're not synonyms for each other. Joy is something we can have that's deep-seated. It's inside us. Papa gives that to us. But it's deep-seated inside. That's something that never goes away, no matter what's going on. Happiness typically is circumstantial. Something good happens and something positive happens. Something in our life is a good thing. And we go, you know what? That's awesome. And we have happiness, external happiness. And it doesn't mean it's not a thing where you play, you know, the joy piece is not something that you just tape on or glue on a smile and go, hey, I know things are crashing and things aren't good. And, you know, my friends at the moment, they're both very serious. The one in particular is, it's life ending. In that space, in the space that person's in at the moment, being able to reach out and acknowledge and be there for those people around us, and not that we're validating those people, but people are struggling with stuff. We're all having struggle in certain areas. Being able to show grace comes from us understanding. One candle, lighting another candle does not diminish the initial candle. Us pouring into each other because we feel confident in who we are, confident in what our value and worth is, then our cup starts to pour. we can pour out of that cup. Why? Because we understand that's who we are. And once we're confident in that, once it doesn't mean that struggles go away. It doesn't mean that my life's easy or your life will be easy. What it does mean is that there's a joy. There's a deep-seated, no matter what's going on, there's a deep-seated joy. It's not happy that my friends are struggling. It's not happy that that's going on for them. And my heart goes out to both, praying for them a lot. But being able to step out in our own empowerment allows us the freedom to be able to pour into people around us. And they can feel that. They can sense that. And we've talked lots about Papa today. I'm talking with someone just recently, and I hadn't heard it articulated that way. And somebody said to me, Gord, when I talk to you, I hear Gordon D. Melville flavored Papa. I'm like, wow, that are we making it? And I share that because that's something that's flowing. Because I'm learning to step into my own empowerment, because I'm learning to accept and fully, truly believe I have infinite value and you have infinite value. So then I can step out confidently and talk to people confidently and know without a shadow of a doubt, I have something to share. And I'm learning to become who I'm supposed to be. My mission, if you haven't heard that before, I want a meaningful connection with more than 10 million men globally in the next 24 months with a message of hope that says there are positive ways to deal with the emotions that we all feel every day, but we were taught, don't show emotion, don't look weak, don't cry, and we don't know what to do with those emotions. So I teach tools and strategies to be able to deal with regular emotion that we feel every day so that we can eliminate it. It's not outside the box thinking. It's eradicate the box. Just burn the box. There is no box. Just deal with stuff in a positive way. That's difficult to do if we don't understand our worth and our value. Being able to deal with things and show up for ourselves, show up for the people around us, show up. And my point is, that's my mission. 10 million men. Part of me has a little bit of imposter syndrome. If you're biblical at all, I have Moses moments where, you know, he's standing in front of Pharaoh going, who am I to tell, you know, to tell him, why would he listen to me? Let your people go. Why would he listen to me? And I have that same kind of a concept in my head that says, why would people, 10 million men? Who might have that kind of an impact on the planet? That's wildly humbling. But there's some huge imposter syndrome there. And what I'm learning is I need to become who I'm supposed to be so that can happen. Am I that person at the moment? Personally, I don't think so, but I will be. Why? Because that's the mission. That's what that's going to get done. That will happen. But it requires intentional, focused growth. It means I have to be, and again, I've said that before, but I have to be willing to let go of sacrifice who I am today or who I think I am to become that tomorrow. I need to be able to step into that empowerment. Fully understanding what my worth and my value is. I hope that makes sense. I really do. Don't measure or compare yourself to anybody else. Just don't. That self-sabotages ourselves. And that's not helpful. I hope this is, again, I hope you're hearing my heart. I really do. Quick shout outs to my good brother, Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. It's been life-altering without any hyperbole. Unbelievable, life-changing for me. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And I strongly recommend that. Incredible, incredible community. And the second one is to Kat Schwarz, the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. And very exciting, she reached out this week and said, if you email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com, so email her and mention the long bearded guy, that's where you heard, that's why you're reaching out, you were listening to the long bearded guy, you will receive 20% off one of her services. That's $100 as an example. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is spiritual private investigation services. Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with a loved one who's crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. Again, email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Incredible, incredible lady. And thank you so much to Jose and Kat and to all my sponsors. Really, really, really appreciate you all. We need to take a quick break. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you on the other side. Stick with me.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for sticking with me. Exciting piece, segment number four, call to action. What is it today? And I want you to share this with me. I want you to share with me. Once you do this, please share it with me. I challenge you. Well, throw down the gauntlet. I put it out there. We have infinite value. We've established that a couple times today. What I want you to do for the next 21 days, I want you to commit to writing in your success journal three things daily that you have accomplished in your life specifically. That's a different three every day. And write them in your book for 21 days. Focus on writing down three things that you've accomplished. So you have a degree, you got married, you have children, you have courses you've taken, you successfully planted a garden, whatever it was, whatever it is, every day for the next 21 days, write that down. Send them to me. Reach out, longbeardedguy@gmail.com. Send it to me. Please connect with me directly for coaching. I do one-on-one high-performance coaching. I do group coaching, and I'm doing keynote speaking for all over the place. I have five just that have come just since I've been doing the broadcast. So, I'm so excited about that. Humbled to be that, but really, 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 really excited to share what the message is and what the mission is, and some of the things that are about, including understanding what your worth and your value is, understanding who you really truly are. Please, please, please reach out. longbeardedguy@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, is www.thelongbeardedguy com is how you can get a hold of me. Next week, we are going to have, it's called The Power of Sharing Your Dash, or A Story Worth Sharing. whichever one works. It's going to be about our story. Why do we share a story? Should we share a story? Why do people not share their story? Will anybody really give a crap about your story? I give you a little bit of inside tip. The answer is yes. But we want to understand what's in your dash, right? What, the power of sharing that information. So next week, get on to Google or Apple or wherever, Roku or Amazon Fire or iHeartRadio, wherever you watch, wherever you listen to podcasts, wherever you watch your stuff. Invite people. Like I said, like and share and subscribe to not just the Long Bearded Guy, but to Inspired Choices Network. It's a free download, doesn't cost anything. And there's some incredible, incredible hosts, including the young lady that owns the network. Find Christine McIver. Incredible, incredible, incredible. She's got a wonderful, wonderful podcast, wonderful TV show, wonderful radio show of her own in the middle of all of this. So come and meet with us next week, Friday, September 23rd. That's noon, between noon and one. It's the same every week, between noon and one Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight Time, depending on where we are in the year. And come in and join. Bring your friends. Please, please share this. I really, really, really passionately am asking and requesting that you share, that you like this, because that's engagement. And it's helping us get the word out. It's helping us expand. I'm hoping that it's helpful to you. Please reach out. And feedback is absolutely welcome. If you agree with me, great. If you disagree with me, great. But reach out to me. Gord, you're full of poop. Or thank you for the information. This resonated with me. Tell me what resonated with you. Let me know. That helps me when I'm creating more content. It helps me when I'm creating more shows to have an idea what's resonating with people. If it's not resonating, let me know. If it is resonating, let me know. If you have a different, I absolutely have a conversation with you in terms, if you don't believe that same way, or you think I've said something that's not quite right, or you have a different view even. We seem to have lost our ability as a society, certainly recently, to agree to disagree and continue to move forward and be friends. I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart, no judgment, no expectation, absolutely open-minded. I want to be challenged. I want people to be able to, because that helps me, it helps you. Being able to understand really, truly, and I'm challenging you, find out who you really, truly are. Understand you have infinite value, infinite worth, and hold on to that, because it'll change the way we choose things, our decisions. It'll change that stuff if we really, really, truly understand. And I'm begging you, find out, because your life will explode in a positive way. It'll explode all over the place. Why? Because we're not fighting with that anymore. We're not struggling with who I am. I'll show up for myself to eat healthy and to get to the gym and to do personal development and show up for the people around me in the way that I want to and intend to. I challenge you, huge, 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 huge. I challenge you. Learn to show up for yourself. Learn what your worth and value is. I love you so much. Make it another great week. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. And I'll see you next Friday at 12 noon here on Inspired Choices Network with the Long Bearded Guy.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.